session. Derek, David Akers.
Hi, Ben. Scarecrows. Of course, I was in a fall on driving.
No problem. Okay. I got a copy of the case that you sent. The other questions I think that we had asked, do you have some answers on those? Are you able to do that at this time?
Last night, about 4 o'clock yesterday. But if you tell me the questions, I can probably recite the answers right now.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I remember the questions.
One of them
was about
the questions
on the
email.
It's on here?
Here it is.
Okay, we do have. Okay.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Well, the answers are on there.
The primary use of the parcel is a leach field for the septic systems that are installed for the cottages.
So on the small parcel, that's right. And then they use part of that parcel for people to, take walks and steer their head, for lack of a better.
But, okay, so you're saying the parcel's this small parcel basically serves the sewage system of the cabins?
Yeah.
And They weren't able to get hooked up to city out there or something?
Apparently.
Okay. Focus on the family, his marriage in Georgia. Okay.
Can I ask a question? On number 3 on his email, he said that they're in Georgia, Michigan, Texas, and Arizona. Are they tax exempt in each of those states also for everything they own?
Did you hear the assessor's question?
I did not.
The question was, in those other states, are you tax exempt? Is your land tax exempt?
I don't know. I can find out. I don't know.
Okay. And let's see. Response. How many Taney County residents were not... don't have accurate numbers. There's a history of local scholarships levels, and we've talked about having skin in the game. Understand? Okay. The appeal that you sent us, I mean, it's under different. I mean, basically, the focus on the family is under different ownership at this point.
Correct.
And so.
The parcel used to be owned by National Institute of Marriage.
Right. And that, right, the operation is what we're interested in, because part of the basis of that appeal at the time to make it exempt was that no person is denied, and that it's a sliding scale based on ability to pay. And that was a big factor in them deciding that it was exempt. And I don't know if that policy is still the same with your client.
The policy is exactly the same. They basically have taken the way they used it, lock, stock, and barrel, and are doing it the same way.
Okay, so if in a particular month, I guess, here's my question, we had, I don't know how many cabins are out there. Did they do these on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis?
So the primary, it's primarily a Sunday to Friday program.
Okay.
These numbers may not be exactly correct, but I believe it's usually 4 couples at a time. Might be 6, I just don't remember. They have a limited number of spots, and it's a Sunday to Friday type thing. Now, they occasionally will also do some tune-up, I think is the word they use, and if that's not the word they use,
it's just another seminar.
Yeah, and they sometimes do those on the weekends or even smaller groups, maybe one couple or two couples.
Okay. And the, in other words, I guess just by way of example, let's say that you've got a week open and four different low-income couples that come in and pay the minimum amount, they'd still run the seminar whether or not it was with four, you know,
correct,
even though they're not getting paid.
Well, like, again, they're getting a minimal amount.
Right. No.
Yeah,
we understand the skin in the game argument. Okay, and I was going to go through some of these other ones. The counselors are a mix of full-time employees and part-time contractors who the part-time contractors are approximately 65% who generally have their own practice in addition to focus on the family. So that kind of eliminates some of my concern about competition. Don't know the Taney County numbers, but it doesn't matter whether they're from Taney County or someplace else. They can make application is basically what's going
correct
on.
Correct.
Okay, and nationally, the focus on the family, where does that come from? In other words, how did they start or where did they start kind of thing? Just curious. Christian-based focus on the family.
Christian-focused, yeah. It's, and I mean, I asked this question of them. It's kind of like, so I'm Catholic, and it's like, so it's kind of like Catholic school. So if you attend Catholic school, you're going to hear, you know, the Christian focus of it, but you don't have to be a Christian to come to Catholic school. And that's how this works.
Okay. So they're not, all right.
They're not Colorado, something like that.
Okay. Does the board have other questions?
So I just have a question about the smaller parcel that the sewer laterals or the lagoon or whatever he said was running out onto that property. Is that correct?
He's indicated here that in addition to just the walk the property, that the primary use of the parcel is a leach field for the sewer.
So are there walking trails on the?
I don't think there's any. There's not any trails or anything. It's just a.
No.
It's just a.
No, it's kind of just a. I mean, it's kind of just an open lot.
I mean, they can't have the cabins without the leach fields. They can't have the sewer without the leach fields, I don't think. But that. I mean, the
so
parcel looks fairly.
So there's not room on their other parcel over there?
Yeah. The parcel looks fairly large. I mean, it's not as big as the other one, but part of our. And so you understand, Derek, I have had this. Because we've had some other cases involving vacant land, I've had to go dive into the case law and also the decisions of the state tax commission. And under the leach field makes it a little different because I don't know how much of that parcel is taken up by a leach field or why that couldn't be done on the other parcel or whatever. But part of the problem is that they talk in terms of actual development and use, and just having a place for people to walk probably doesn't get you there from the standpoint on this. We're just talking about the vacant parcel.
Yeah.
It may not get them there with respect to, you know, you have to have a plan in place. You have to be actively trying to develop it. And it's my understanding that maybe they had planned to put something on there at one point but couldn't. I don't know what that is, but We can do. Go ahead.
I understand your concern.
Do you guys have any more questions? We can do one of two things. You can either, as it turns out, Derek, we have to come back here on Monday for something else. So, I'm going to pose a question to the board members here. If you'd like to look at this more, we can put it on Monday. If you would like to do it today, we can make the decision today. It sounds like that you've answered all our questions at this point, and we don't have anything further that we need answered, I don't think.
I would just like to see probably where the leach fields are.
Could you give us
a diagram?
We have a question from one of the board members. Could you just ask them, I mean, where exactly are these leach fields within this parcel, because it's a pretty decent size parcel.
I mean, it looks like there's a road between them.
Is there a road between the...
Or a parking area?
No, I don't think there's anything. It's a vacant parcel. I don't think there's anything on it.
No, I'm saying on the left side where the cabins are, is that a driveway or a parking lot? So, like, are the leach fields underneath that?
I don't know. We're just trying to figure out how tied this parcel is to the other parcel. In other words, where are your leach fields? I mean, that's really what we're trying to figure out as to whether or not. And we could classify it as 10% exempt or something if we wanted to. There's a basis to do that, but I don't. Anyway, can you find out for us?
I can certainly ask the question.
Well, you know where we're going with this on the other property. You've answered our questions in the other one. I don't. And you've got the tax appeal in the other one. I mean, we could make a motion
on the.
Okay. If you guys want to make a motion on the one parcel. Let's make sure we've got the right parcel.
It would be number 28. 004, yeah.
004, okay. Mm-hmm.
I would make a motion that number 28.
You should make sure that's where I'm 99% sure, but
it's correct.
They are verifying right now. That 004 is the large one. I mean, the other parcel is, if you were to compact the one, I mean, it's about as big as the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... Maybe I should just say the improved and the unimproved one. Maybe.
Right. So is 004 the improved lot? You've made a motion to exempt it?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. As to BOE number 28, there's a motion to exempt the property... from taxation. We have a second. Any discussion on this? No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The exemption's been granted on the improved property. Derek, is my understanding, we'll table this until, is right now is our time 4 o'clock on Monday?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to, Monday afternoon at like 4 o'clock, we have another one that we have to take up. We're going to table it.
We'll, now and then I'll hopefully get you the answer.
Yeah, just kind of get, Derek, I doubt that the leach fields take up much of any of that lot, but
That would be my guess too, but I am guessing and I'd rather know.
So I understand. So if you want to get us something else, that'd be great, but... And if they actively, you know, for future purposes, I mean, you can kind of see where we're leaning on this, but if for future purposes, well, I can't say that. Not all the board members may agree. But for future purposes, I mean, if they have a plan of